Hi everyone, this is Matt, and this post is entitled, BAM! Exclamation mark, mortality. The other day, I went for a road trip with my good friend, Mick Bauer. Totally his real name, not a pseudonym. Mick is a particular guy, and by his own admission, is having a bit of a mini midlife crisis, an MMLC, which he is handling soberly. So no, there's no affairs, or sports cars, or motorcycles, or skydiving, or face tattoos. Mick instead has been staring straight at his own mortality. Mick's been working out his mini midlife crisis with paper and pencil. Like you do. Mick purchased some quality graphing paper. He counted out 52 columns for weeks along the y-axis, and 90 rows for years along the x-axis. And then he began shading. Meticulous shading. One shaded square for every week of his life spent so far. And then, because he's a considerate guy, he proceeded to tell me how he thoughtfully made a chart for his wife and child, too. I asked Mick to never get me anything ever again. Now, there's usually a thing behind a thing, as Rob Bell likes to say, and this is no exception. My friend just celebrated a milestone birthday. He's recently started a new job at a company in unfamiliar territory. He's begun to question long-held beliefs. And perhaps most importantly, one of our mutual friends, who is an exceptionally alive and vibrant and present individual, was just diagnosed with cancer. And then weeks later, a friend and a mentor and an inspiration to Mick died suddenly of a heart attack. Bam! Mortality. Now, if you already don't like this post, I don't blame you. But hang in there. That's kind of the point. See, I didn't like hearing this story. Mick's a little older than me, but he's not so much older that our partially shaded sheets don't look extremely similar. The mental picture of a sheet nearly half shaded was and is enough to make me squirm. And that's assuming 90 rows on the X column. Which is a big assumption. Now, it's not an original idea that Western society is especially infatuated with avoiding death in all of its forms, but it's true. We don't like to face our own mortality. As a nursing student, I still vividly remember the first time I had to print up a toe tag and grabbed a body bag for a patient who had passed. It seems so strange to me that we keep those supplies next to all the other supplies, next to the surgical scissors, the dressing supplies. I don't know how I ever managed to start in a profession where I interact with the sickest of the sick and still remain ignorant to the realities of death. Now, it's been over a week since Mick told me this story, so now there's one more shaded square than there was before. One more shaded square that can't be erased, can't be redone. This is redundant to say, but it's completely true. Each week that passes shades in one more square on his chart. And on mine. And on yours. Which brings me to the bigger problem as I see it. Which is, how did you spend your last week? So if you're like me, and the last time somebody asked you how your week was, you probably just answered something automatically, something socially acceptable. And then realized you had very little memory of the recent past days. In addition to such non-committal and automatic responses such as good and fine, we'd probably laugh and say busy, crazy. Busy doing what? Crazy doing what? Because the uncomfortable truth is, that week is going to pass. That box is going to be shaded, remarkable or not, aware of it or not. Awake to it or not. In 1854, Henry David Thoreau published his book, Walden, or Life in the Woods. Thoreau spent 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days living in the woods on the shore of Walden Pond within Concord, Massachusetts, making observations about his current society, the natural world, and the inner life. It's a weird book, and I've only skimmed the surface of it. But the oft-quoted conclusion of the book has absolutely captured me. In his final paragraph, Thoreau admonishes his audience that the light which puts out our eyes is darkness to us. Only that day dawns to which we are awake. There is more day to dawn. Now, if you're feeling a bit tight around the chest with the mental picture of unshaded and shaded boxes, then Thoreau's admonishment might even make it a little worse, right? Because the unshaded squares ahead of us, he says, they might not really even be there. Not unless we're brave enough to take them. Unless we're brave enough to be present and awake in them. What does it mean to be awake to our life? Well, if I was trying to be helpful, I might point you towards Brené Brown's excellent work. She's got a lot of books and seminars based on her research of what she found were the qualities of those living a wholehearted life. Rob Bell has some excellent words on how putting down our phone might help us avoid endless distraction from moment to moment. It might start in your own life with a quiet walk, alone once a week. It might start with a journal. It might even begin with a beautiful question to focus on and be shaped around. The call to being awake and present in our life is simple and complex. It's expansive. It's a life's work. And it's a life's work of many, even. So for now, even though it's not a real solution, for now, just for the moment, perhaps we can sit with the problem without jumping to our quickest solution. Perhaps for the moment it's enough to look at this half-shaded sheet in our mind and know with absolute certainty that we do not want to shade in one more square in distraction, being unaware and asleep. Because there may be many unshaded squares yet ahead of us. There is more day to dawn if we're awake.